Dr. Patani is the dentist of Main Street Smiles, who is on line 7. Ooh, I got a couple questions for this guy. Hey, doctor, it's John Williams. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, John. Good to hear from you. I'm doing great.
Amar Patani is the dentist over in Barrington at Main Street Smiles. He's been sort of our go-to man for dentistry. And so I have some more toothbrush and questions for you, doc. And maybe you do, too. 312-981-7200. But, you know, we just talked to Dr. Ngozi Azike from the State Department of Public Health about Phase 5 tomorrow. Will that change what it's like in a dentist's office? Is anything going to be different on June 10th and 11th for you?
So for the most part, we're going to be doing everything we've been doing for the last, more than a year now. And as far as doctor's offices, dental offices, hospitals, a lot of those rules don't apply to us. So we're still requiring patients to be masked. And then we will also continue to be masked and wearing all our protective equipment.
Really? Even like the receptionist and the people that aren't, you know, intimately working on my mouth, they'll still be wearing a mask?
Yeah, exactly. So everyone in this building, in our dental office here, will be wearing masks, you know, especially in dental offices where we deal with aerosols, you know, saliva ejected into the air. It's critically important for us, and maybe, you know, I think we talked about this before, maybe something that we should have been doing more of all along, and something that we're waking up to. But in general, all these rules and the changes in the rules don't apply to physicians' offices, doctors' offices, hospitals, and so we're still requiring our patients as well to keep their masks on even while they're waiting for their appointment.
I guess that's, that makes sense, doctor, but I do suppose there's going to come a point where there's going to be a mutiny, maybe not at a doctor's office, especially a dentist's office, because you're right, it's so specific. You are literally aerosolizing people's saliva, so if you ever wanted to get it, that might be a way to do it. And yet you've been able to operate the last several months now without any complications, right, because of all of the mitigations that you've taken.
Yeah, I think we were lucky that we invested pretty heavily early on in some equipment. And so we basically have these extraction units that tie into all our chairs and suck out all the aerosols and then spit them through a filter and jet them outside. And so, you know, that's been great. We're using that. I've been using it for about a year now. We haven't had any issues here that I know about. And so hopefully, you know, knock on wood, that continues.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where I was the other day, though, and I saw a bunch of people that were working in a building, and they all still had the masks on because that's what you're supposed to do. But actually, at phase 4.5, which we've been in, if those people had been vaccinated, they would not have had to have had their masks on. But you could tell that the employer said, no, we're all masked up here. And so I feel bad for those people that have to wear a mask for 8 hours a day in service to others. At some point, somebody's in that building going to make a decision and say, hey, you folks don't have to wear a mask. And I don't know how those decisions are going to get made, but I'm anxious for those people, I guess, is what I'm just telling you here, Doc.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And actually, yesterday I went shopping, and it was the first time I'd seen people unmasked since this all began, and it just felt kind of strange.
Isn't that,
I wasn't sure if they were doing something wrong or if I was doing something wrong, but it was just something I definitely noticed.
I had the very same experience this morning walking through this building, and a lady smiled at me and I smiled at her, and then I went, wait a minute, I just saw her teeth. That was weird. And yet that would have been legal at 4.5 if she had been vaccinated, and presumably she had. She smiled and she didn't seem like a bad person, so I will assume. But that's the other thing, isn't it, doctor, though, now that as we pass one another, we have this expectation of compliance that if we see each other without a mask on, are supposed to presume that that person is playing by the rules and they have been vaccinated, but we don't know. And we also know that some people won't be playing by the rules too.
Right. I mean, all this is based on the honor code, right? So we're just relying on people, you know, protecting themselves and protecting their families and protecting the rest of us by doing what's right.
Okay. I got some questions about brushing and flossing, doctor. My number is 312-981-7200. Too often you have a dentist in your life, but he's working on your teeth and you don't get a chance to ask him some basic questions about brands of toothpaste, kinds of toothbrushes and dental flosses and toothpicks and procedures. If you've got a question, the doctor is in. 312-981-7200. Call right now. The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic in Downers Grove is open and able to meet your comprehensive health care needs. Patient safety is still their number one goal. The clinic has taken a variety of steps with you in mind, including telehealth appointments for some services. Their wide range of patient-centered health care includes the Dental Institute, the Family Medicine Clinic, the Speech Language Institute, Physical Therapy Institute, and Eye Institute. Learn more at MWUClinics.com. Or call 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic is your family's home for health care. Dr. Amar Patani is on a phone line. He's that dentist that we talk to a lot here on WGN Radio at Main Street Smiles in Barrington. We've got questions on the phone and on the text line and from the host. Doctor, let's start with this one. This one's from a couple members of the staff here. They say, do whitening strips work? In general, what's your attitude about those, Doc?
So whitening strips definitely work. In general, whitening is all based on the same chemicals, and it's all peroxide-based. They're always safe, so there's no studies that show that whitening your teeth can damage enamel or damage your gums or supporting tissues. The issue with whitening strips is you have to be compliant. You know, so it can. You know, I've done whitening strips several times where I'll get 3 days in, and then I just get kind of tired of putting them on my teeth. But if you can keep them on and if you can be compliant with it, they do a great job. The solution used on the whitening strips is not quite as powerful as the stuff we can have in office, but it's great, and you should definitely notice a difference. The only other thing I would say is that you may feel some sensitivity after whitening with whitening strips, and so I always recommend for patients to start on something like a Sensodyne or another anti-sensitivity toothpaste about 2 weeks before starting the whitening strips, and that can help a lot.
That's interesting. What about the whitening toothpaste? They always say, you know,
The whitening toothpastes are great also. It's a much lower concentration of similar chemicals that are basically cleaning your teeth and trying to remove surface stains. So when we talk about whitening, we're focusing on the stains that are extrinsic or on the outside of your teeth, kind of maybe in the crevices and cracks, and getting those out. The other types of stains you can have are intrinsic, and that's why after a whitening you can still sometimes see that maybe they're not pure white, there's still some yellow, there's still some tint. Some of those stains are either harder to get or impossible to get out.
Well, when I'm buying toothpaste, I see the rows, and it's like all of these different options that, you know, fight microbes or that fight this or better breath or whatever, and I'm thinking, if I get the kind that specializes in whitening my teeth, am I compromising its ability to fight cavities or do other things? Because otherwise, of course you want to get the one that says the whitening kind, but do those not work as well on the other things that you brush your teeth for?
No. You know, I think the main thing I liken toothpaste to like shaving creams. When I go buy shaving cream and there's the one with the aloe, or the one for sensitive skin, or the one that gets you extra close, and I'm like, well, I want all those things. And in toothpaste, the main ingredient in fighting cavities is fluoride. It's the fluoride that does most of the work in that cavity fighting and strengthening your teeth and rebuilding. On top of that, whitening, you know, it's an addition. If you want to use, you can use it. It will not mean that you are fighting cavities less effectively. You know, so really, it's up to you. You know, you can choose to add whitening to your toothpaste or not, and you have the same amount of cavity protection.
Well, then I think I'm just going to keep buying the whitening kind. Although, you know, I mean, but I got to convince myself, and I think you just have, that that's not a compromise. My teeth will be as healthy or as protected with the whitening kind as with any other kind, right?
Right, and just make sure that you are using a fluoridated toothpaste. There are some that are not fluoridated, and those offer you little to no protection from cavities.
Yeah, no kidding. Every now and then when I'm brushing my teeth, I think, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and give the front of my grill just a little better scrubbing, and I'll even go back and forth because that seems to more thoroughly clean that surface of the tooth. And I know I'm supposed to go up and down or in a soft circular motion, but every now and then you want to get in there and scrub them. What do you make of that, Doc? Am I doing more harm than good there?
No, I think you're doing fine. And really what matters is that you do your 6-month appointments and you come in and you get a clean bill of health. And if there are adjustments we'd like you to make, we'll let you know then. But if you're coming in every 6 months and not having cavities and not having issues with your gums, then, you know, I would say keep doing what you're doing.
I think it's Jim on line two who's got a question. Hey, Jim, you're on WGN with the doctor. What can we do for you?
Hi, I got a question about I had a bridge put in. About 7 years old, maybe eight. And every time I went, I used to go every 4 months because I was really wanted to keep everything in good shape. And then they said, well, you know what? You're doing really good. Come every 6 months. And every time I went, all I heard was, keep up what you're doing because everything is fine. And then it just seems like the dam broke. I had to have a part of it taken off because I had decay. And now I got more decay. And the only way to fix it would be to completely put on a whole new bridge. And I really don't want to spend that kind of money again. I was hoping this thing would take me, a few years further down the road.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how does that happen so fast? And I'm diligent about, I got a water pick, I got one of those Oradent toothbrushes.
Thanks for the call. Let's let the doctor comment on that. And it sounds like he just disconnected. So, ladies, go ahead and get him back on the line as quick as you can. Hopefully, we'll be able to get an answer here. It's 11:54, and we've got him for a few more minutes. Jim, thanks for the call, and the dentist will reconnect with us here in just a minute. By the way, listen to this text message. My brother is a dentist, says 630, and he will not get the vaccine. He says he's always been wearing two masks. I'm switching to someone else. Says 630. Yeah, no kidding. That's the question I had for Dr. Ezekiel a little while ago. Should I be able to ask my dentist? I didn't ask her about dentists. Should I be able to ask my doctor if they've been vaccinated? She said that 90+% of front, 90, I think she said 99? It was 90+, it was 90-something percent of the doctors on the front line have been vaccinated. Seems to be a fair question if you ask me. They sure do ask you. Are we going to be able to get him back? Yeah, we're working on it. All of a sudden, something quit over there at the dentist's office. I know that 630's question, this is a different caller, said which electric toothbrushes are best. And there are two brands that he mentions when we have him on. Is that him on the line? Okay. So we've got like a minute and a half or 2 minutes here, Doc, but we got you back. So thanks for joining us again.
Sorry, I missed that question. I didn't hear most of it.
Yeah, well, he was just frustrated. How long should a bridge last? He's got some decay underneath there, and he was pretty diligent.
So the important thing to remember is when we crown or bridge our teeth, we're not defending totally against cavities, right? So the portion of the tooth that's covered by the bridge or the crown is pretty much safe from decay. But underneath, you have exposure of the root area, right? So that area is still susceptible to decay, and then that can compromise the structure of the bridge or of the the crown. You know, and more we're going away from bridges because they're basically dependent on the two adjacent teeth, right? So we're supporting this bridge, this missing tooth with the two adjacent teeth. The benefit of an implant is you're basically isolating and creating an independent tooth.
Yeah. So.
But how long should one last? You really can't. You know, I would say there's no real good answer to that. We hope for a lifetime. We can never promise that, but a lot of that has to do with at home care, proper brushing, proper flossing, and using fluoride and fluoridated products.
One last question here, Doctor, from one of our listeners: which electric toothbrushes do you like? What are the best?
So I don't tie myself to brands, but the two that we use and see the most are the Sonicares and then the Oral-Bs. And the ones we sell the ones in the Oral-Bs here in the office at cost. We don't make anything on those. But I do think that electric toothbrushes do a great job. And those are two good brands. Yeah. Do you absolutely need one? No. You know, like I say always, is if you're going in every 6 months and having good checkups and good appointments, then keep doing what you're doing.
Sonicare and Oral-Bs. Okay, ding, ding, ding. Time's up. Sorry we lost you there for a minute, Doc, but it all sounded good, and we'll reconnect with you down the road real soon.
Thanks, John.
From Main Street Smiles in Barrington, that's Dr. Amar Patani.